Workers of the world unite, but maybe you shouldn't sing. Is this how they celebrate May Day in Shanghai these days? Well, we've decided to commemorate Sunday's International Workers' Day by inviting Jim Nader, host of the Annoying Music Show, to share some of his favorite proletariat music. Jim, how are you?
Scott, I don't feel too good.
Yeah?
I have a huge filibuster coming on and nowhere to release it. I think I'm going to explode. Stand back.
What are we hearing?
That was the Village People's YMCA in Cantonese, which I believe was produced, I don't have proof, by the National Chiropractic Association. Because if you've ever tried to recreate the letters YMCA in Chinese on stage, it's a backbreaker.
Boy. So you have some other music to honor America's working men and women.
You know, we had so many May Day songs to choose from, but when one thinks of the proletariat, you, of course, immediately think of that great social vocalist, Leonard Nimoy.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Jim, are you, you know, certainly, we've told you, Leonard Nimoy, who listens to this program, gets driven batty when you put him on it. A sincere tribute by a talented man and an artist to music that is important to him.
And highly illogical.
ooh, if you know, I think if Leonard Nimoy ever catches up with you, my friend, the Vulcan death grip will not be just a stage gesture.
And I would welcome it if he doesn't sing.
Now, the International Workers' Day has never been as significant a holiday in the United States as it has been in a number of other countries, and I wonder if you have any clues to why that is.
I think there is good reason, because in this country, no matter where you work or what your job is, all are equal.
A man and a maid in a land that's free.
Work like a team in a factory.
Equal work for equal pay.
Every day's a happy day.
That's the story of America, Jim. Who's singing the story of America? Do you have an idea?
This is an album produced by the great Irving Caesar, and he produced this album for free and gave it to the government, and they immediately sent it to the Annoying Music Show.
Jim, it's always nice to spend the holidays with you. I'm so glad we had the opportunity.
Scott, I am too. On behalf
I'm also glad I'm going to be off the show for a few weeks when the emails come in, yes?
As always, on behalf of all of your dozens of listeners, thanks for coming in to work on a Saturday.
All right, Jim Nader is host of the Annoying Music Show, which is produced by WBEZ in Chicago. Although, really, would you air it if you were in their position?